Hey, fellow Warriors fanatics. Today I'm back with history and an update. So, my update is on my posting schedule. It'll probably be a little bit rocky for maybe 2 weeks, because I'm going to be a little bit busy, so I might not post at all next week. I might post during the weekend next week. I might post this weekend. We'll just see how it turns out. Okay, now I'm going to talk about Mud Clan's history. So, their first medicine cat was Rocky Leaf, and their first leader was Mudstar. Obviously, I mean, it's Mud Clan. They were Raugs, too, like Sun Clan cats, originally. But they were, unlike Sun Clan cats, very content with where they live. So they would kind of stay in one area, stay centered there. Because Mud Clan cats are super sweet and nice and just, they're pretty great, but they're just pretty content with where they live right now, and they were content back then too, so they kind of stayed in the same spot. They didn't even have any camp shifting, which normally would happen with a brand new clan. They'd be like, oh yeah, this spot's perfect, and then later they'd be like, we don't want to live here. But they picked a pretty good camp from the start, so they kind of just stayed there. They have been our mediator clan throughout. There was one battle that they did fight in, but that was only because they were trying to preserve themselves as well. Because cats were, it was kind of like Raugs from outside had invaded soon after the clans were made. And they kind of attacked Mud Clan mainly, and Mud Clan fought back. That was like the one battle that they fought in. But other than that, they're pretty much the mediator clan. They try to stop us all from fighting. So yeah, that's one part of their thing. Their most tragic event that has happened in their within their borders is a major drought that occurred around our clan areas. It didn't affect the other clans too much because they have so much cover that it doesn't matter that much. We were all affected greatly, I guess, but Mud Clan had it worst because they, like, almost all their prey was dying of heat stroke because there's, like, no cover in Mud Clan territory. So they were all, like, they had crow food to eat, and it was just awful, because then they had no vegetation, no water, nothing, and of course, Rain Clan wasn't going to share with them, because Rain Clan is Rain Clan, but it was just not good for them. That's pretty much all I can say. I'm sure you guys can imagine it. Imagine being out on this rocky desert that is just, like, every paw step, like, burns your pads, and your prey is all crow food, and you have no water, and you have no plants, and there's just, like, random hawks or whatever, just like, we need food, we need to eat your cats. It was just not good. I know I said that 1,000,000,000 times, but it wasn't. And on that happy note, I think we're done. So, thank you everyone for listening, and I will pounce on you later.